You will hear an interview with a man called Steve Howden, who works as a theatre, set and costume designer. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest today is the theatre designer Steve Howden, who in his 20-year career has won dozens of awards for his theatre sets and costumes for plays, operas and ballets. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks.
Could I ask, did you always want to be a theatre designer?
No. From an early age, my ambition was to become a dentist. But at secondary school, I knew I was quite artistic and had entered paintings into competitions. At that time, I'd rarely set foot inside our local theatre, but when my drama teacher asked me to volunteer to build and paint the scenery for the annual play, it was like a light switched on in my head. After school, I did a degree in scenic design, as it's called.
You got a job straight after graduating from art college, didn't you?
I couldn't have been luckier. A director called Sam Peters was looking for a designer to work on a musical. It was all very low budget, and I've never been a fan of that type of theatre, but it was my big break. Sam had a reputation for being bad-tempered and fussy, though that wasn't a side of him I ever saw.
And after that show, you worked for the famous theatre designer Tom Gold.
Yes, I was Tom's assistant designer for 2 years, during which time I learnt loads. Tom was really busy, so he kept the really good productions for himself and passed the lower profile shows to me. It meant I had an extraordinary degree of freedom at an early stage of my career. I discovered that Tom and I had quite different styles, but that never caused any tension. And when he did come to check up on what I was designing, he always encouraged me.
For the last few years, you've been designing for operas and ballets. Is that what you enjoy best?
It's been an absolute privilege to be asked to design for some of the best opera and ballet productions for decades. The schedule for these productions is more generous than for other types of theatre, which is wonderful, as it gives me more space to take my designs to a higher level, to do things no one's done before. Of course, I'm still working on the costumes up to the last minute. That's because I can't always tell whether they'll be bold enough till I actually see the singers or dancers wearing them on stage and moving around according to the director's instructions.
What's your studio like?
It's a room in my home, not particularly big, and my children wander in and out sometimes. They're still a bit young to take an interest in my designs, but I appreciate the fact that there's no door to the room, so in no way do I feel sealed off from them and what's going on in the house. Having said that, there are times when I wish it wasn't quite so noisy.
I read this is your 20th year as a theatre designer.
That's correct, but even if I carry on for another 20 years, I don't think I'll get to the end of the list of shows I'd like to work on, or directors I'd like to collaborate with. I've recently taken on a couple of apprentices to do more routine tasks, though long days still aren't unusual for me, especially in the weeks before opening night.
Steve, is there anything you wish someone had told you when you entered this profession?
Good question. Well, even though I'm very well established, I can never slow down. I didn't quite realise that as soon as one job was finished, I'd have to get on with the next one, even when I was exhausted. There's always bills to pay. Also, I encourage young people choosing this career to get to know as many people in the business as possible, like I did, because a strong network is invaluable. The last thing I'd say is some designers get terribly upset when they read negative reviews about them, but I've always known what I wanted to achieve with my design ideas.
Steve, thanks so much for coming in to talk.
Now you will hear part four again.
My guest today is the theatre designer Steve Howden, who in his 20-year career has won dozens of awards for his theatre sets and costumes for plays, operas and ballets. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks.
Could I ask, did you always want to be a theatre designer?
No, from an early age my ambition was to become a dentist, but at secondary school I knew I was quite artistic and had entered paintings into competitions. At that time I'd rarely set foot inside our local theatre, but when my drama teacher asked me to volunteer to build and paint the scenery for the annual play, it was like a light switched on in my head. After school I did a degree in scenic design, as it's called.
You got a job straight after graduating from art college, didn't you?
I couldn't have been luckier. A director called Sam Peters was looking for a designer to work on a musical. It was all very low budget, and I've never been a fan of that type of theatre, but it was my big break. Sam had a reputation for being bad-tempered and fussy, though that wasn't a side of him I ever saw.
And after that show, you worked for the famous theatre designer Tom Gold.
Yes, I was Tom's assistant designer for 2 years, during which time I learnt loads. Tom was really busy, so he kept the really good productions for himself and passed the lower profile shows to me. It meant I had an extraordinary degree of freedom at an early stage of my career. I discovered that Tom and I had quite different styles, but that never caused any tension, and when he did come to check up on what I was designing, he always encouraged me.
For the last few years, you've been designing for operas and ballets. Is that what you enjoy best?
It's been an absolute privilege to be asked to design for some of the best opera and ballet productions for decades. The schedule for these productions is more generous than for other types of theatre, which is wonderful, as it gives me more space to take my designs to a higher level, to do things no one's done before. Of course, I'm still working on the costumes up to the last minute. That's because I can't always tell whether they'll be bold enough till I actually see the singers or dancers wearing them on stage and moving around according to the director's instructions.
What's your studio like?
It's a room in my home, not particularly big, and my children wander in and out sometimes. They're still a bit young to take an interest in my designs, but I appreciate the fact that there's no door to the room, so in no way do I feel sealed off from them and what's going on in the house. Having said that, there are times when I wish it wasn't quite so noisy.
I read this is your 20th year as a theatre designer.
That's correct, but even if I carry on for another 20 years, I don't think I'll get to the end of the list of shows I'd like to work on, or directors I'd like to collaborate with. I've recently taken on a couple of apprentices to do more routine tasks, though long days still aren't unusual for me, especially in the weeks before opening night.
Steve, is there anything you wish someone had told you when you entered this profession?
Good question. Well, even though I'm very well established, I can never slow down. I didn't quite realise that as soon as one job was finished, I'd have to get on with the next one, even when I was exhausted. There's always bills to pay. Also, I encourage young people choosing this career to get to know as many people in the business as possible, like I did, because a strong network is invaluable. The last thing I'd say is some designers get terribly upset when they read negative reviews about them, but I've always known what I wanted to achieve with my design ideas.
Steve, thanks so much for coming in to talk.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.